And now for our story. Well, if you remember what happened, our colleagues of the bottling works finally got going on their new business after they'd discovered that Dr. Benson could supply them with bottles from the basement of the Kitty Clinic. And what a time Max and Daddy Stratford have had to get down to the business of bottling Stratford Springs water. Not to mention how much they've counted on this new source of income. And Mary, well, you try running a home and being president of a new enterprise at one and the same time and see how you get along. Our scene today, a busy morning in the Sanders home, and Mary is up to her neck in housework.
Oh, dear, these pillows need plenty. Oh, Viola?
Yeah?
Viola, I want you to take off these pillow covers on the studio couch and send them to cleaners.
Hmm? You talking to me, Mary?
Yes, Viola. Come in here a minute, will you? Oh, let's see now. I've got to send out the laundry this morning.
What is it, Mary?
These pillow covers. You know how to take them off?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I do.
Well, now, be very careful with them. Open the seams here.
Yeah.
Like this, please. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't like to see the raw edges when they're put back on. You'll be careful about that, won't you, Viola?
Yeah.
When they come back from the cleaner?
Oh, yeah, Mary. Hey, they do look awful dirty.
Oh, I should say they do, and I think it's Jimmy's feet. Doesn't he make all these spots and all this dirt by tracking in mud from the play yard?
Well, maybe he does, Mary. I try to watch him and send him right back out when his feet are all muddy, but gosh, there's so much to do around this house. And when I'm upstairs working...
I know. Oh, I get it. About the 10th call this morning. Hello? Yes, this is Mary speaking.
Hello?
Yes. Hello, Max.
Hello, Mary. Hey, listen, we're in an awful jam down here.
What is it?
Well, you see, we got it going all right. We got everything and the bottles, but Mary, we don't know how to clean them bottles.
Oh, Max. This is the dozenth time you've called me there from the bottling works this morning.
Well, listen, ain't you the president of this here joint?
It isn't a joint.
Huh?
Oh, well, what's wrong with the bottles?
Oh, they got some awful kind of smelling stuff in them. Some of that stuff that Doc Benson uses over there at the clinic to cure his patients, I guess.
Oh, he doesn't either,
huh?
Max. Probably contains some chemicals he uses in his laboratory work.
Well, I don't know where he uses them or what they are, but they smell awful.
Well, I thought you emptied the bottles, Max.
Yeah, we did, but we can't empty the smells.
Well, why don't you wash the bottles? That's easy to figure out.
Well, maybe easy for most things in the bottle, but not for this.
Well, Max, I don't know what to tell you to do.
Huh?
You'll just have to figure it out for yourself.
Yeah, but you're the president of this outfit.
I am the president, but you're my workman and you're supposed to use your head. And I'm not going to answer the phone again until I give Viola all instructions about the house. I'll be over this afternoon.
All right, Toots. We'll see what we can do about to kill that smell.
All right, goodbye. Whoever said being president of a business and running a house and family was easy?
Wasn't me, man.
I guess it wasn't, because it's the biggest job I've ever had to do.
Susie is a monkey. Susie is a monkey.
Jimmy, your
Susie
feet.
Susie is a monkey.
Oh.
You shut up. I'm not a monkey. Me always. Mommy, my Jimmy, stop. He said I'm a monkey and he pulled my hair.
What? Why, Jimmy. Oh. What's making you so naughty? You never treated Susan that way before.
She's getting to be a regular little ruffian.
He always and always teases me, Mommy.
Well, why do you tease Susan, Jimmy?
Well, she...
What is this, Jimmy?
She's got a boyfriend.
What?
You shut up, Jimmy Sanders.
What is all this? Tell Mother, Jimmy.
Well, a little boy came along and he liked Susie. He said, I like you. And then he said, I'll kiss you. And he kissed Susie just like Daddy Max kisses you, Mommy.
Well, was he a nice little boy?
Mommy, Jimmy's a bad boy. He hit him.
You hit him? For kissing his sister?
Well, he's just a sissy.
Seems to me children get ideas younger and younger these days.
Oh, you shouldn't hit the little boy as long as he was a nice little boy. He didn't harm Susie.
Well, I don't like boys kissing girls.
Well, he's got his ideas on such things already.
Oh, dear, children have such problems now. Viola, we'll never get anything done this morning.
I'll get it, Mary. Seems to me people stay home in the morning.
Now, come on, you two. You go right on outdoors and play. And be good this morning, will you?
No.
Oh, dear, the laundry. You take care of the laundry, won't you, Viola, right away? I must get over at the bottling works by noon. The right kind of president must be on the job.
Don't you worry about the house, Mary. I'll take care of all them things.
Oh, I have so many things to think of. Now I've got to make up my mind pretty soon whether to make another picture in Hollywood. Paul Crane tells a dear to make me that offer.
Do you mind if I ask how much it is for making a picture, Mary?
Well, a telegram said $25,000 for another picture. That's what I received on the last one.
$25,000? I wonder how I'd feel to have all that much money all at one time.
Well, Viola, it's not how much money you have nor how much money you get. It's what good you can do with it that counts.
Well, I should say you can do a lot of good with it, Mary, with all these business problems here just driving you crazy.
That money would help so much with the clinic and the bottling work. That's what makes it so hard for me to decide.
And you make it just being a movie actress, too. Oh, and I'd do it for nothing.
Well, there are other things to be considered, Viola, besides the money and the chance before the cameras. Max, my home, twins, the business. Now that I'm a president.
Well, if you ask me, Mr. Southern, I'd say take that offer from the movies. You'll make the money, and they'll just have to get along here without you for a while. An offer like that don't come every day in a woman's life, even if she's been in the movies before, I guess.
Well, it needs a lot of thinking on. So I'm going to see about the kitchen. I'm afraid we're just about out of supplies now.
Can Johnny come in?
Oh, hello, Viola. You're holding down the fort all by your lonesome?
No, Dr. Benson. Mrs. Southern's just gone into the kitchen, but I warn you, she's had more phone calls this morning and more peddling.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Just a pill peddler this time.
Oh, no, Dr. Benson. I didn't mean that. Just that she's a very busy woman. You go on out into the kitchen.
Very well, Viola. Don't mind me. How are the twins?
Fine and full of a dipping.
Mm.
Okay, now. Oh, we need flour. Okay, some sugar, 10 pounds. All empty. Salt. Let's see. Better get some bread and some vinegar.
Vinegar, sour grape. Hello, Mary.
You picked this up all morning to come to my house. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Mary, how was I to know you decided to clean the dirt from under the sofa today?
I'll have you know we don't sweep the dirt under our sofa. That's quite out of style.
No. Well, no bat like me can't keep up with the changing styles of housekeeping.
I can see you don't know much about it.
I'm just a doctor, Mary, that's all. Just a doctor.
And all you have to do is think about getting people well and keeping them well. But a housewife and a mother. Well, if you only knew the half of it. She practically has to run her entire family if they're to get off to work and to school in time and home again in the evening. And...
Yes, a housewife's a great institution, I guess. I thought about getting me one, too. If I could get the right one, the one I want, I'll be good.
But, John, how would you like to see me again in pictures?
Nothing I'd like better. I could see one of your pictures every night.
Oh, now I know you're fibbing.
Cross my heart and hope to spit if I'm not telling the truth.
Well, I'll believe you this time.
Say, you're not going back to Hollywood by any chance.
Well, how did you know I had another offer from Paul Crenshaw?
I didn't. You just told me.
Oh, it's Marty. You think I should take it?
Well, yes and no. I'd like to see you in pictures, but we couldn't get along without you here. No, I'm not going to say.
And just as soon as you didn't, you're going to give me that sort of an answer.
Have you really decided?
No.
Mary, I've been thinking about several things. I thought I'd drop in for a chat and then run along. I've got some work to do.
All right, John. What is it? I know when you have something on your mind.
Oh, is it as evident as that? Well, it's something I've been putting together lately and mulling over.
Yes?
It's about this man Carter.
Yes?
Mary, I think we've got this man all wrong.
Yes, but what about this one?
Well, I got to thinking, Carter's done some bad things. Plenty of nobody, but he can tell. But, well, Mary, I once was very antagonistic to one hoodlum, and I've lived to regret it.
Max, yes. But Carter isn't Max. Why, Max is the most lovable person.
I know, and I don't think Carter will ever be the man Max is. He's too smooth and wily. But I wonder if we shouldn't give him a chance to prove himself.
Well, I'm sure nobody objects to a man going straight and being honest, John.
Well, I know, Mary, but Carter... Well, he seems to be pretty white lately. Says he's interested in kids and offers to help whenever he can. Maybe we can do him a service and the needy at the kitty clinic by letting him do something.
Well, John, I think you must decide if you're to accept any offer from Carter. Oh, Oh, John, look what time it is.
Huh?
12:10. And I wanted to be at the bottling room right after lunch. You'll have to go now, John. Shoo, so I can get ready for work.
Okay, I'm going, Mary, I'm going. Guess I'll have to make my own advice this time. Well, be seeing you. Say hello to Max. How's the twins?
Oh, fine, John, fine. Just as much a bother to me this morning as you turned out to be. Well, I'll see you, John, and maybe each of us will have reached our decisions on our problems by that time. Now, shoo!
Shoo, Dr. Benson. You should know better than to come to a housewife on a busy morning for advice on business. Or was it advice? Or was it Mary's reaction to possible help for the clinic from Benjamin Carter that Dr. Benson wanted? And what about Mary's decision? She's got one to make, you know. Whether to accept that offer from director Paul Cranshaw out in Hollywood to make another picture at $25,000. It's a tempting offer, and especially now in view of hers and Max's great need of money to tide over their struggling affairs. Should Mary take the Hollywood offer and leave her family to take care of itself until she gets back? Or should she refuse it? The Life of Mary Southern will be resumed tomorrow. Be sure to listen. The Life of Mary Southern is brought to you by the makers of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.